This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Boehner's bet the White House will flinch.
There was never any plan from the White House. The whole plan came from us. We laid out the framework, and at some point, they've got to lay their cards on the table.
That's the Speaker of the House speaking yesterday, one voice in a chorus of lawmakers and officials trying to explain what isn't happening on the federal debt ceiling negotiations. Are they hinting at progress amidst all the posturing, or setting us all up for the blame game if they blow the deadline? Wouldn't you love to be holding a few billion U.S. government IOUs right about now? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 25th. Celeste Headlee is out this morning. Let's check the headlines. A lot of big stories rippling around the world, including frustration over the deadlock in Washington over the federal debt ceiling.
The irony of the situation at the moment is that the biggest threat to the world financial system comes from a few right-wing nutters in the American Congress rather than the Eurozone.
That's the British Business Secretary Vince Cable laying the blame on House Republicans for the debt ceiling debate. This hour we're going to take a look at the dueling plans from both sides of the aisle that will be released today, 8 days before the U.S. officially defaults. In the past hour, a judge in Norway has denied a platform to the man who has confessed to the twin attacks that killed 93 people in Norway on Friday. The judge closed today's arraignment of Anders Breivik to the public and media. Breivik had requested an open hearing so that he can explain his motives behind the massacre. In a rambling 1,500-page manifesto released just before the attacks, Breivik describes how he would turn his trial into a theater. It looks like he won't get the chance, though, at least not today. An hour ago, a moment of silence was held across Norway to remember Breivik's victims. Later this hour, we'll hear the personal account of one survivor as he came face to face with Anders Breivik, the man who's confessed to that brutal, horrific murder and bombing in Norway on Friday. World markets and U.S. stock futures are down this morning, and gold has hit a record high as, you guessed it right, investors around the world begin to lose hope that the U.S. will avert a devastating default. And this was a sound heard hundreds of times on Sunday from Niagara Falls to Midtown Manhattan.
By the powers vested in me by the state of New York, I pronounce you both married.
It's the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, presiding over one of the many same-sex marriages across New York State that became legal as of yesterday. New York is now the sixth and largest state to recognize gay marriage. The NFL lockout is reportedly at its end. Multiple reports say the owners and the players finally came to an agreement on the terms of a new deal just after midnight. But that's the handshake. Now the players have to vote to recertify as a union to make it official and then vote as union members on the agreement. But the report's saying that's a formality at this point. The Northeast will catch a break today from the heat wave that's been burning up half of the United States, but triple-digit temperatures are expected to hold firm in the South and Midwest. Forecasters say it'll top 100 degrees in Dallas today. No big deal. They've been doing that for the last 24 straight days. And after holding steady or falling for several weeks, gasoline prices once again on the rise. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.70. That's up 12 cents from this time last month. And looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down on dubious sorts of expectations from Washington on the federal debt ceiling. Futures are down for Wall Street. As we mentioned, gold has hit another record high. The Dow gets underway at 12,681 this morning. The S&P opens at 1,345. And the NASDAQ starts trading at 2,429. Gold trading right now at $16.18 an ounce. Coming up this hour, does the growth of human civilization have grandma and grandpa to thank? We talk about new evidence that suggests the importance of three-generation families to our evolution and development as human beings. Civilization depends on grandma and grandpa, folks. But first, raising the debt ceiling. Could the president raise it on his own? Does the Constitution help these lawmakers who evoke it again and again in their discussions that seem to lead nowhere? Lawrence Tribe explains it all for us in a moment.